Virgil Hammack, thanks for taking some time to speak with us.
My pleasure, Erica.
Just to start off, for people who might not already know you, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, my name is, as you say, Virgil Hammack. I've lived in Sackville for 47 years. I taught at Mount A for 29 years, and 19 of those years as head of the Fine Arts Department. I've had some experience in what we're trying to do. I served 13 years on town council from 1999 to 2012. I also served on the Southeast Regional Health Authority Board and on for a four-year elected term and 7 years on the Planning Commission. So that's the kind of experience I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah, it's great. What factored into your decision this year to run for this new amalgamated Town of Tantramar Council?
Well, actually, part of it is frustration and being relatively pissed off. I think this is an unnecessary election. I am not a big fan of amalgamation. When I was on council before, a Liberal government at the time tried to force amalgamation on us, and we managed to fight it back, and other communities did as well. And I think that it's going to be a difficult time for this new council. And I think I can bring some experience to it to help it along. So that would be my idea. I think I have a lot more experience in these kinds of organizations and events.
Okay. Can you give us a bit of an overview of some of the issues that you'd like to be bringing to the table if you're elected?
Yeah, I think a lot of times I go to these debates and I see my platform and blah, blah, blah. Well, as an individual councillor, that's totally stupid because you can't accomplish anything without teamwork and working together with other people. And there's very, you know, we operate under a weak government system in municipal politics. We are, you know, a vessel of the province. We have very little power. But what power we have to use wisely. And I think the problem coming with the new council is the combination of rural and urban and understanding each other and seeing what we can do to make as much noise as we can in Fredericton to get what is due us, but also let them know what the needs of this community are. Because they say we don't have the level to taxation, and the very fact that they dissolved, and I really am annoyed about, the history that we have 250 years plus history of the name of Sackville and Dorchester, and, you know, just the idea that they can just whack that off. I know everybody's going to be using Sackville as and Dorchester, or much less like a Wood Point. Forever, I hope, but I am extremely annoyed with the Tantramar tag.
Okay, like the name Tantramar in particular, or there's a replacement?
No, Tantramar is okay. It's about the marsh. I mean, it comes from a term called Tantramar, which means big noise. I like that part because I think that part of my job is making a big noise. But, it's a dumb name as far as I'm concerned, because if Sackville, I don't know what we could have done beside Higgsville, perhaps. Higgsville I like.
I wanted to ask you specifically about a couple issues here.
Sure.
So let me highlight housing. That's come up a lot for people in town in the last couple of years. Should the municipality do something to address the housing crisis? And if so, what do you think can be done at the municipal level?
Okay. Now, what we can do is very little because of building codes and regulations, cost, and a lack of federal and provincial funding for affordable housing. But at one time, years and years ago, there was a lot of money available to build affordable housing. But right at the moment, especially with the taxation issues and inflation and more expensive homes being built, that if for people of modest means, it's a very difficult thing. I think we can look at ways of changing the building code, for instance, allowing mini homes and granny suites. That's the kind of thing we can do. But most landlords, and in many years I spent on town council and in the planning commission, is that they're in it to make money, obviously, and they're not going to. They're in it to build expensive units because they make more money doing that, right? And the idea that they're going to all of a sudden build inexpensive housing from something that we say in town council is a ludicrous idea. But we certainly need to think and push. And for instance, we need to look at lowering the mill rate. That's something I need because we've made our budgets for years, all the years I was on council, on increasing assessment value. So we didn't raise the mill rate. What we did was say, oh, we're holding the mill rate steady, but we've got more cash because the assessment went up. And in this past 2 years, it's like this little house we're sitting in now, my assessments have gone up. $35,000 assessment has gone up for $35,000 for a two-bedroom bungalow, which didn't change $100 for the 5 years before. So that's a problem. And it's a problem I can afford to probably pay the increase in taxes. Some people jumped on me and said, oh, they're going to keep them frozen for 5 years. But I'm still going to get a 10% whack this coming year. And after 5 years, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. So, no, I think housing is an extremely important issue and something we should try and be proactive. But we're not miracle workers. We can't force people to build houses. We can't force people to build apartments. We can try and make it easier for them, but through the zoning. But we lost control over that now, too.
We've also heard from readers and listeners that transparency is a key issue. Transparency and openness, and people mean different things by that.
Yes, we do.
I guess I'll kind of ask you how you interpret that, and do you think that the new town should be doing anything differently regarding how they operate with, you know, in terms of openness and transparency?
I should say that I published a position paper on transparency that's on Facebook and on my blog, which is just virgilhammock.com. Yeah, and transparency, so I said, every election the issue comes up. Then the non-incumbents, you know, blame the incumbents for a lack of transparency. Then we have a long discussion, and everybody agrees it's a good idea. We elect a new council, and they go back, and again, we have a lack of transparency. So the Municipal Act actually limits what we can talk about in camera, but that's often overlooked, at least in my time in council. And you're only supposed to do things in camera that are like personnel or financial issues and things you don't talk about, the employees, you know, in an open meeting. You don't discuss the town's interest in buying a piece of land in an open meeting. So, but we're very limited in what we should talk about. We're not allowed in camera to have a debate in camera or to make pre-decisions about things that are on the agenda of the town council meeting. But it's too easy to fall into that trap. So I've always tried, and I will continue to try as an individual councillor, to encourage council not to go into in-camera meetings. And if I think they are not correct, I will not go to them. And if I am in one and it shifts into something I think is incorrect, I will leave that meeting. So, no, I think there's very little that we should debate everything in the open and vigorous debate. I'm not against that kind of thing. But obviously, we should not be discussing issues in camera that'll come up on the agenda, much less being illegal. It's improper. So, no, transparency has always been an issue. It's easy to go in camera and make decisions beforehand, vent your anger, blah, 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 and then go back out into the and just rubber stamp stuff on the agenda. It was much worse years ago than it is now. But no, it is a problem, And we should be transparent in everything that we do in the town council.
Let's talk a bit about amalgamation. I've been asking people for their best and worst. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking for, like, ahead to this new town of Tantramar council, what is something you're excited about that you think actually might be good coming out of it? And what are, you know, what's something that you're worried about or something you think is going to be a challenge? And the best and the worst.
The best and the worst. Well, as far as the best, I don't think there's a best. I think there's a problem here because it centralization has always been a mantra of provincial governments. It never works. I've got Halifax. You can go through any Miramichi, you can go through a whole litany of towns that had been amalgamated. It never, and hospital amalgamation didn't work. Centralization and these kinds never saves money. It's a stupid idea. It gives people less democracy. So I can't think of any good reason. Okay, central, maybe we can operate common snow plows or blah, blah, blah. You know, economies of scale, but they never work either. So, I'm talking to somebody in Dorchester. People in Dorchester worried they're going to lose their fire department, for instance, lose their library, you know, and bus. And I said to them, I would fight not to have that happen, but I have no control over that because that's done by the province. So all the crap is, and this regional commission that stands between us and the government, six wise men, and I assume they'll all be men, who stand big salaries in between us and Fredericton, that's a problem because they're taking over, they're going to have a say in things we used to do. So, no, I think we were better off in a smaller scale where you can talk directly. Now, another problem is the ward system. Now, I don't want to get into this, but when I was elected councillor in 1999, I was a Ward 1 councillor, which is where you and I are sitting now, downtown Sackville. And I was expected to carry on speaking for that ward. And we had four at-large councillors, four ward councillors. The whole idea of a ward councillor is to take care of his people or her people in the ward. Now, obviously, we have to think differently about that because, you know, Sackville's got by far the more seats than the other outlying areas, which is a far larger area. And most of us in Sackville really don't have a clue about the needs of a dairy farmer or any kind of rural people and their lives, and they not ours. So I think that's why I'm saying it's a difficult situation. We as a council, assuming I'm on it, have to understand each other and how we do our resources. Like already Sackville was the largest town in the province in area, and it had huge infrastructure problems with streets and things which we had responsibility for. Now we have huge area with all sorts of, I can see, infrastructure problems. Everybody's going to be screaming about their potholes and roads. People in the rural areas are going to be much more taxed, but they're not going to get any water and sewer. They're dreaming of Technicolor if they think they were going to run water lines out to Wood Point. It ain't going to happen. But they're going to get taxed like they did. So, no, I think it's just bureaucrats thinking that centralizing things always works, when in truth it never works.
So no best, but a few contenders for worst.
And I can feign excitement. I'm sure when I go to the debate on the weekend, people are all going to be excited and feigning exciting, but I would be lying.
All right. Is there anything, you know, speaking of wards, is there anything else you want, you know, people in Ward 3 to know?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Ward 3 is a whole town, so it's not like the old thing. So no more than the idea that now Sackville's part of a larger community and we can't expect, to have 95% of the cake. We have to understand that there's Dorchester and other communities, and we're going to have to work together with them and they're all nice people. And so, obviously, the problems we had in Sackville before amalgamation are problems we're going to have after amalgamations. And I'm not a miracle maker, and and I'm one counselor out of eight,
All right. Any final words?
None at all, except that I look forward to being on this council. Now, I did. Let me make one further. I did publish this on online. I talked about the elephant in the room. Let's talk about ageism. Just give me the last pick. Okay, folks, I am an old guy. I am over 80 years old, but I'm, as you can hear, I'm still alive. And the idea is that this has been, people heard this going around, I'm too old to do anything. No, I'm not. My mind's still working. I'm an active writer and all of that thing. But I think age brings wisdom. I've had a lot of experience in other things in the town. I started the co-op. I was president of the co-op. I did all things. And I'm still active. I'm not running marathons. I can hardly walk down the street, much less run a marathon. But yes, I am old. I understand I'm old. And so be it. I plan to stay old. So that's my final word on that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Virgil.
Oh, you're very welcome, Erica.